captioned "Engaging the Wisdom from Above for Effectiveness on the Harvest Field." Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. Nothing wins the war like wisdom. And one of the vital products of divine wisdom is direction. If the iron be blunt, Ecclesiastes 10:10, and you don't sharpen the edge, then you need to put in more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. I'm talking about the wisdom from above. It offers you and me sound direction. Direction that will always lead to the end result. Remember, there are three kinds of wisdom. I think four kinds. There is earthly wisdom, common sense. Praise God. You don't teach a child where to put the nipple of the mother's breast. He doesn't put it in the air. He doesn't put that in the belly. And he's just born. He has not gone to any school. That's common sense. If the child wants to wee-wee, he doesn't open his mouth. They say, well, he said, I want to wee-wee. It's not from the mouth. No, it's common sense. A child is going to walk. He doesn't carry two legs at the same time. Yet he has not gone to school of walking. It's common sense. He grabs the feeding bottle, not to the ears, not to the nose, to the mouth. He has not gone to any, he has not done any classes of feeding technology or feeding science. It's common sense. There is sensual, intellectual sense. Amen. And then there is devilish, diabolical manipulations here and there. Amen. But the wisdom from above is superior to all this. Any intellectual can be made mad by diabolical wisdom. He'll just finish from Harvard and strip off his naked, but just strip off his dress on the suit and be walking smartly. Intellectual sense superior to common sense. And that's where education is what breeds civilization. But there is no devil in here that can overturn divine wisdom. Nothing wins the war like the wisdom from above. So David had direction all the time as to how to go about the battle. The whole army of Israel were behind Saul in pursuit of David. But the superiority of David over Saul was the wisdom from above that is profitable to direct. Now, with all their skill, they were fast asleep. And David went into the hole and caught the skirt of his boy, says, destroy him. He said, no, God forbid that I should lay my hands upon the Lord's anointed. The whole army of a nation in pursuit of a man and couldn't catch up with him. By the wisdom of God, David saw the end of Saul. And David reigned over Israel for 40 years. Wisdom is profitable to direct. And so it is with the harvest field. He that winneth souls must be wise. It takes wisdom to win souls. That's the meaning. It takes wisdom to win souls. In Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that torment righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So the wisdom of God empowers us to turn many to righteousness. turn many to righteousness. And this has no finish lines. There are no finish lines in the school of wisdom as far as the wisdom from above is concerned. Oh, the depth both of the wisdom and the power of God are unsearchable his ways and his paths past finding out. Romans 11:33. There are no finish lines. So every day we have the covenant opportunity or advantage or access to deeper realms of wisdom. No one will miss the delivery of his minimum 7 abiding souls in this season. Amen. And I can tell you this as a prophet of God. There is no one that will not experience a dramatic change of story before this season is over. Amen. Any city can be taken for Christ when we know how to go about it. The labor of the foolish, the Bible says, wearies every one of them, because he knows not how to go to the city or how to take the city. He doesn't know how. So he's just walking and walking and nothing seems to be working, because he lacks the know-how. We didn't have any jingle on the TV or radio. No advert in newspaper when God before our eyes turned this assembly to twice its size in 7 weeks. It's a know-how. You can keep doing the same thing forever and not experience this change of position. Lord, which way do we go? Our annual convocation does not have any hard paper advert. Amen. We just tell you what the program schedule is. You say, how? Ask God. We have tried to find out better ways of doing it. And it's working. We had over 7,000 foreign delegates at Shiloh 2019. From across 6 continents. Glory to God. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 36. There was no city too strong for us. The Lord delivered all into our hands. The Lord our God delivered all into our hands. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the wisdom of God, every village, every cottage, every hamlet where we are represented as a church shall be taken over. Amen. By the power of God. As many souls have been turned to righteousness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 21 verse 22. A wise man subdues the city of the mighty and casts down the strength of the confidence thereof. It is wisdom to bring down the strength of any community for Jesus. For Jesus, in soul winning endeavors, through the prayer altar, for Jesus, for Jesus. The most valuable thing to God on this earth is not anybody's money, it's not anybody's position, but the precious soul of mankind. The precious souls of mankind. And he has vowed that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached among all nations. You know what nations are? Revelation chapter 5 verse 9. Amen. You see what the nations are. And they sang a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals. For thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred. That's family, tongue, tribe. Amen. And people. Every tribe. Every tongue. Every people. Every. That's what you mean by all nations. So every hamlet shall be invaded with the gospel. Amen. 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 Whether transit camp or temporal camp, wherever human beings are found. And the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's the agenda. That's God's agenda. That's God's agenda. So anyone that partners with him on it begins to enjoy the appropriate returns. And that's what we are doing. Last year, by his grace, over 5,000 new churches were planted, mostly in rural areas. This church has never looked for money, yet we have never lacked it. You don't get offering from rural areas, but that's what he said to do. And yet, he has not failed to deliver. And so you have a church adding over 7,000, you know, manpower on a payroll without a filling. We are not talking about security and other support people. Praise God. That earn their pay regularly from holy money. Amen. That's to show God's invested interest in every effort towards the redemption of the soul of man. And that tells you how much favor you win with God when you commit to it genuinely. But the wisdom of God is accessible to all through the altar of prayer. If any man lack wisdom, that's an open Holy Ghost invitation. Let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. It's an open access to the realms of the wisdom from above. Let him ask. The devil is all out to blind the eyes of those that believe not, lest the light of the glorious glory of Christ should shine unto them. And some of those kind will never go except by prayer and fasting. Somebody's going to jump into heavenly strategy for maximized result. Amen. In these 3 days. Amen. Fasting is a platform for accelerated answer to prayers. Then shalt thou call in the midst of your fast, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. But I tell you, the greatest of all weapons in the realm of the spirit is wisdom. The greatest of all weapons in the realm of the spirit is wisdom. There was a city, the Bible says, and a poor wise man in that city, who through his wisdom delivered the city. Amen. Yet no man remember that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Go to verse 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sin had destroyed much good. Great time awaits every one of us in this awesome month. Amen. You know, every agenda of heaven speaks loudest at the end. Of the midst of the year month, this is the last one. June is past. July is here. Amen. You will see in your spiritual stewardship what you have never seen since you began your walk with God. Amen. In this month. Amen. Even today, yes. Light will break through your heart. Amen. To know what to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When God showed me what to say when I get out on the field, the gap between 2014 and my own soul winning endeavor and 2015 is like from heaven to the earth. From under 300 of continuous laborious effort, to 11,000 that met Jesus, and to 8,000 that found their way to church by showing what to do. You will receive what to do.
Amen.
Not only in kingdom as well endeavor, but in your own affairs.
Amen.
This anybody who tells you you need to know someone to get anywhere is a lie. This short man and this small ministry knows no man after the flesh. There is nowhere man can take you to that God cannot take you higher. Don't become a victim of human pride. Man is as temporal as flower, but God is eternal. I'm telling you the true truth. I've never knocked the door on anybody's home for this ministry. And we run multi-billion order of projects here. Somebody's hungry hearing me now. You can be angry till death. I'm telling you the testimony of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of it. We have never owed salary once. 39 years plus, once. By the hand of God, because we are doing his pleasure. We are just doing his pleasure. As you keep doing his pleasure, he will turn you to a wonder to your world.
Amen.
All those who are bragging, they will not help you. They will need your help.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. You know, there is one of our young people here that the parents told him, you are not fit to marry. You are not ready to marry. You'll be a liability on us. And now they are dependent on him. Just follow God. Goodness and mercy will be following you. They asked his wife to leave. The mother, the parents-in-law. But he bought a car for his wife. When God turned his captivity. Sir. Thou shall now have any other God beside me. One of my sons was telling me yesterday on security. I said, you don't know the wall of fire. There is no security under heaven beyond the wall of fire. Anybody serving God has a wall of fire around him. Untouchable. Unmolestable. Unassaultable. That's what you'll be experiencing.
Amen.
The good news is there shall be no victim of accident in your family.
Amen.
No member of your family will drop from the air.
Amen.
You and your children's children, you will enjoy a good old age.
Amen.
Now, watch. When you walk in the covenant, he said, the wicked shall see it and gnash with their teeth. Every testimony of God's hand on your life grieves them. But he said, the desire of the wicked shall perish. The desire of what?
The wicked,
the wicked shall see God's hand upon your life as a result of this revival. And be grieved. Because you were all on the same floor before. And suddenly, you left the room, I face you room. You are now in a flat that you bought. Amen. And now you are building a duplex. Whenever it passes through duplex, these people are liars. In fact, you know what? Dark in our land, they are doing charm. Because I saw him crying every night. Is that prayer? What prayer? He's making contention and he's saying what we can't hear. Abba. Their charm is very hot. Stand to your feet. Amen. It's Holy Ghost charm, man. We speak in the language you can't hear because we don't know what you are doing to us, but God knows. So he gives us the utterance to speak against it. Glory to God. Enjoy praying in the Holy Ghost, amen. Amen. It confuses your enemy. You are speaking mission to God. The devil can't hear what you are saying. Come and go ahead and pray in the spirit. Open up the month. 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 In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. The Lord spoke to me March 1st, 1992. He said, persecution is the heritage of frontliners. There are no front biters, there are only back biters. So if you don't want to be back beaten, then stay behind. You know what God is doing this year? He's taking you to the front line. Amen. So expect to have many, many back biters. Amen. Because except your car is parked, you can't see how somebody else is driving. Can you? When your car is parked, then you know the car that is smoking, the one that is snuffing. Amen. Man, when you're on the go, man, in front. That's where you're going.
Amen.
The good news is that no persecution of the wicked can stop the progress of the righteous. You do what God says, His integrity is committed to confirm His word in your life. That will be your portion.
Amen.
The month is declared your month.
Amen.
It's your month of going forward.
Amen.
It's your month of breaking barriers.
Amen.
It's your month of accelerated progress.
Amen.
It's your month of breakthroughs.
Amen.
It's your month of laughter.
Amen.
God has made me to laugh.
Yes.
That's what Sarah said. My God will make you to laugh this month.
Amen.
You and your household.
Amen.
It's a crisis-free month,
Amen.
A trouble-free month,
Amen.
A month of triumph,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Give Him thanks.